So the very moment of the revolution itself, the real revolution, it's a beautiful thing. People don't hurt each other. There wasn't a crime wave. Prisons were opened. All the detainees were out on the street and nothing happened, or not much. While on the other hand, with the collapse of Morsi's regime, you had these months of absolute military control, but people were scared and paranoid. And so we had chaos. And I think we're going to get more of that unless we do something about it. When we talk about, and this is continuing with Egyptian activist Ala Abda El Fattah, when we talk about the revolution while living it, we are talking about a dream, you know, a wish, something that we're trying to fulfill, something that we're trying to create. But for it to be a revolution, you have to have a narrative that brings all the different forms of resistance together. And you have to have hope. You know, you have to be, it has to be that people are mobilizing not out of desperation, but out of a clear sense that something other than this life of despair is possible. And that's right now a tough one. So that's why right now I talk about defeat. I talk about defeat because I cannot even express hope anymore. But hopefully that's temporary. Definitely, let's make sure that's temporary. We've discussed this dilemma a lot, particularly as it relates to Egypt. And that was, the quote was from the Democracy Now of March 31st, 2014. We've discussed this dilemma a lot, particularly as it relates to Egypt. And I hope you'll listen to the excerpts that I put up in preparation for this show. But I'm going to repeat some of what's in them that I think is key. I believe we need to rethink governance. Rereading Beginning Again, I realized I see the word differently now, since Bentham explained it to me, that power uses it to mean ensuring that we are obedient. It may be that we cannot get obedience out of this word governance and need a new word that supports true power, ours and the earth's. If democracy is a management strategy, technique, tool, along with philosophy ruled by hierarchy, part of a hierarchical management structure, system, is not even more so governance? Each one of us being free, I believe, is key to a truly new society. The force of the underlying structure will assert itself, and so obedience cannot be in us if our world is to be based in freedom and good fellowship. These, along with reverence, are the qualities we need, not just to live individually free, but collectively free. So there's no division between my brothers and sisters being big and me being big. We all have to be big in order for me to be big. That's just the reality. That's just the underlying earth truth. So let's not get stuck on an individual focus. Though most deaf, let's meet each other's creative needs. That was the point of the planning tool that I included at the end of Waking Up and posted on the website as one of the first tools under that menu. But I'm more and more convinced, because of the time issue, the crunch we're under with the consumption of the planet, that our resistance and all of our efforts to get big individually have to be tied to a larger goal of moving on as a species, have to be tied to a sense of unity with our brothers and sisters struggling all over the world. This is something that all of us have to do. And so having some art collective in one small community, it may feel good, but it's not going to get us our future unless it's consciously intending to. In the same way that Bentham was powerful for power, his certainty was powerful for power because it unified their thinking. It helped give them certainty, and they concentrated their efforts on a goal. I believe their focusing on a goal is way more important than the trillions amassed by the financial industry as a guarantee to their minds. as security to get them to that goal of total suppression of the world population. And I mean that as an internal suppression. I don't necessarily mean hardcore or violence, although we're seeing that, obviously. They desperately want us to be self-regulating, as Bentham advised, as a matter of energy conservation and efficiency. I believe that there will be differential means for differential groups, depending on who they think they can con, and who they think they can buy off, and who they can't. And who they can't includes not just the youth of Egypt, although they are certainly, along with the people of Haiti and South Africa and Indonesia and the Ukraine, it's a long list, the most threatening. But just in general, the low slotted, those they have the handwork plans for, of many places, Spain, Greece, those who are tenuously threaded to work generally. But if we don't have the goal of a redesigned global society in mind, then our resistance will be co-opted, no doubt. It will fit right into those various ideologies of control we talked about, whether nationalism or the goal of the superiority, so-called, of this people over that people, the notion that we have to serve the installation, the triumph of science or technology or the rule of reason or whatever the ideology is that separates us from our brothers and sisters or convinces us to give up our gifts or put them on hold or on the market. We will be suckered into that because we want our gifts to live some kind of way, even if it's in a tiny little familial bubble. So how do we believe in our gifts enough not to put them on the market? It's not an easy thing, but we have to take the first step by first acknowledging that we want to talk about it with each other. There's a deep pain in not being seen, that our gifts aren't valued. We are priceless, each one, and we're conned into believing the opposite. In a recent illustration, I heard this economist say, during a radio segment about the so-called food stamp economy, by which they meant the big businesses like Walmart, who suckle on the public tip while claiming they are providing us a wonderful service. This man said, speaking about the folks forced by necessity to work there, quote, "I wish they were more skilled and could earn more from the labor market, but," unquote, this is the merit rises con they always throw in our faces, as if his excess reward was a law of nature and not the result of his being exceptionally obedient. We must resist that con that we are tools to serve the few. And so just saying that out loud with each other and beginning to grow them with each other is huge, if it's tied to a goal of supporting our brothers and sisters to get free of this system, all of us, globally, and to not diminish the suffering of someone stuck in a job because there's folks literally in slavery or being slaughtered for their mineral resources. We are all in this together. We are all the pawns of this system, and it's wrong. And when something is wrong, you work to make it right.